Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Happy New Year, everybody. It's New Year's Eve. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Donovan. Jim is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He joined me all the way back in the early part of 1998, and he's the author of a number of books, including Don't Let an Old Person Move Into Your Body. He's here to help us get 2013 kicked off in a good way. Jim Donovan, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah.
Rocking along. In 1998, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
That was like a long time ago.
How about that?
That was like an awfully long time ago.
Coming up on 15 years. We were just kids back in those days, weren't we?
Yeah. One of us needs to have our heads examined. I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, sometimes I look in the mirror and I think, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Yeah, really.
So, okay, we got this new year coming up, and it's a whole new fresh, you know, spanking fresh baby new year. And we can make it good or we can make it not so good, and it's mostly up to us, isn't it?
Yeah, it's entirely up to us. I mean, that's something I think more and more people are starting to wake up to, is the fact that we are creating our experience. It's that simple.
Yeah. Well, talk to us about what we need to do to claim this new year.
Well, I like what you said before about take your annual income and divide it by 11 and make that your goal. You know,
I hate trying to close business in December.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't do much in December, but over the years it's bothered me how. I don't know, there's a tendency among small business people in particular to have these really modest goals, and that drives me crazy because when I work with coaching clients, that's the first thing we address. To me, if I wake up and it's like, okay, I'm going to do what I did last year, but I'm going to do it 5% more, I'm not real excited about that. I want to do something bigger. So I'm looking at major increases, major changes, and I think, you know, it comes back to something, I think it was Mark Victor Hansen who said that if you want a bigger result, ask a bigger question, because that's all it really is. I mean, if you say, how can I attract 5 new customers, you'll get some answers back from your subconscious, and it'll come back with some ideas. If you say, how do I attract 50 new customers, you get different answers,
Michelangelo,
but you get answers nonetheless.
Michelangelo once said, better to seek a high goal and miss it than a low goal and make it.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding. I mean, that's always been a thing with me. Maybe I'm crazy. I hit the long ball, and I set these outlandish goals. But more often than not, I come somewhere between here and there, which is generally way past where I would have been.
When I closed my first major corporate sponsor for my show, somebody said, "Wow, how did you do that?"
Yeah, right.
And I said, I asked them.
Yeah, hey, that's a concept.
I asked them.
Yeah.
They said yes.
Get it.
So, you know, you've got to do that. So you don't just ask other people the question. You ask yourself the question, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big proponent of that. I learned that 20 years ago from Tony Robbins, and I use questions on myself. I've written about the idea of the power of questions and how you can formulate questions that will take you where you want to go, and it will empower you. Instead of sitting around going, oh, why do I have to get up so early, or why do I have to do this, or why do I have to take out the garbage, or what, you know, we ask ourselves these stupid questions. You know, create some that will take you where you want to go.
What would be an example? What do you want... what do you want to be thinking and doing and feeling and whatever a year from now?
What do I want to be doing and thinking?
Are those good questions to ask yourself for sort of project a year ahead and say, okay, this is where I want to be at the end of 2013.
Well, yeah,
and
now
then you got to say, okay, how do I get there?
Yeah, now we're getting into goal setting and visualization, that kind of stuff. I mean, you want to go out to this time next year. My wife brought up a good one the other day. She was, and I never realized this, and I never knew this, that every year she puts away her Christmas jewelry. She's got a little tray of
jewelry. I've been doing that for years, Jim.
Yeah, I'm not sure how little it is, but it's got this tray of, you know, like little Christmas tree pins and holiday pins and all this stuff that you only wear during the Christmas season. And when she puts it away, she thinks to herself, I wonder what my life will be like next year when I take this out.
Ah.
And the other day I said, wait a minute, when you do that, why don't you stop and write some goals down
mm-hmm.
that you would like to have your life be in the next year when you take this out? Instead of just putting the jewelry away and wondering, you know, it's almost like out of a movie where people are living as though their life is just up to chance. It just mm-hmm. Things don't just happen to mm-hmm. us. We're responsible. We attract everything that happens in our life. And one of the things, and I think I might have mentioned this in an email earlier, but one of the things that I think is important, and it's a good time to look at this for business people, get some help. Get a coach. Get a mentor. Get somebody in your life. And I'm not saying you have to go out and hire a coach. I mean, yeah, I'm a coach. I like that. You want to hire me? Great, fine. I only work with 5 people at a time, but that's beside the point. Get somebody in your life that you want to, that you're comfortable with, that you can share ideas with, that you can feel, that you can share your confidences, that can pay mm-hmm. attention. I've been meeting with my friend Ski now my friend Art Swarkowski, for about 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of getting like doing this show. You know,
are you the coach or is he
like
the coach?
I've been doing it. We're both the coach.
You coach
back
each
and
other.
Forth. Yeah, we're kind of mentoring, masterminding, coaching. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not big on
No money's really changing hands.
No money's changing hands.
Yeah.
We've been, you know, over the years it's gone.
And you
from
hold
two guys
each
having,
other accountable, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes it's just two guys having breakfast together, two friends having breakfast. But more often than not, we're moving forward. We're making progress.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what's going on in my life. I know what's going on in his. He can see my blind spots and vice versa. You know, it's important. I mean, yeah, if you go out and you hire a coach, that's even smarter because now you've got some money in a deal.
Right.
And you more have to pay attention to what they tell you. But either way, you need somebody's got to go, wait a minute, Jim, you're going off on this track You realize where you're going. You know, somebody's
so what you're
know
saying
that.
Is you need to be asking yourself questions, but you also need somebody in your life to be helping you ask those questions.
Well, yeah, because here's what will happen. I'll say, okay, I want to do such and such. And he'll come back with, all right, so what has to happen for you to do that? And,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a whole list of things. And he's like, all right, so when are you going to do that? Oh, I'll do this next week. I'm going to call Jim Blassingame. Okay, when are you going to do
mm-hmm.
that? I'll do it next week. When?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday. What time Tuesday? And all of a sudden, this thing gets done
right.
because
you told
I'm going to feel
somebody
like an idiot coming
yourself.
Back. Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to feel like an idiot if I don't do it.
Right.
And that accountability piece
exactly.
is a big part of it. But it's also the part that somebody who's not seeing the business the same way you are.
Mm-hmm. And my friend Noah St. John calls those people loving mirrors.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know that they care about you, but you also know one of the things that makes them care about you is they want you to do well, so they're going to hold you accountable. So find a person like that in your life, folks, and let them coach you, as well as maybe having a professional coach. 20 after the hour, right back with Jim Donovan after these messages. Happy New Year, everybody.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.